year in the league, all the accomplishments that you guys have had this year alone. Now you're one game away from playing for the ultimate goal. Just reflecting on everything that you've accomplished this year.
A lot of people are viewing it wrong. You know, we're not one game away. We have a game that's the most important for this year because it's the next game. We're not worried about the Super Bowl. That's irrelevant. You know, right now we're focused on the Arizona Cardinals. Great win today, great team win today. And we just got to put it together to find a way to win on Sunday or Saturday. I'm not sure when we're playing.
Can you talk about the first play, the big run? What happened? Why did you get 60 yards on that simple looking play?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the film. It was just great execution. When I looked at the replay, I think somebody slipped and fell, and it's just great to see Stu back.
Cam, how nice was it? It's 14-0 before you even attempt a pass.
Well, you can't draw it up like that. We just got to find ways to complete a full game of football. We've been known to, you know, kind of let the foot off the throttle, you know, for us. And, you know, we just got to get that killer instinct. You know, yeah, we won the football game, but it's some things that we got to go back and huddle up and be better with.
Any added sweetness because it was Seattle that you guys beat here, or is it just another opponent?
Not necessarily. It was just the next team that's in the way, and it's going to be the same thing. Again, prepare for the Arizona Cardinals. Everybody's, you know, trying to make the most of the Super Bowl. Yeah, but the truth of the matter is we're not going to have opportunity if we don't focus in and hone in for this week, and that's what makes it the most important game we play.
Hey, Cam, have you guys proven anything, though, just from the standpoint that you've advanced further than you have in your time here in the playoffs, taking that step to the championship game?
I'm not understanding your question.
What have you proven by being able to get to the championship game?
We ain't proved nothing. I mean, we already knew, how we would have played. I think by this time we're just trying to get cool points from you guys because I know you guys didn't pick us. So it's all right. We don't play for you guys, and don't take it offensive. But yet, you know, our main objective is to believe in each other, the men that's in that huddle. And find ways to win football games. No matter how you win, just find a way to win.
Everyone not on the field is looking at 31-0 in the first half and just shaking their head in amazement. Was there any of that on your sideline? Like, I cannot believe this is where we're at this stage.
No. It's just a tale of execution. You know, we need a little bit more of that in the second half. There's a lot of guys, you know, playing with their butts tight. Coaches with their butts tight. Hell, at one point, fans and myself was butt tight too. But yet, you know, you just have to find ways to, get your groove back going. And we need a little bit more of that on next Sunday.
Can you talk about the touchdown pass to Olsen?
So, I always tease those guys in film room. No matter how good or great the catch is, I say, plus on the throw, subpar plus on the catch. But I think I concur when I say plus on the catch, okay on the throw. You know, Greg did an unbelievable job battling his tail off all game, finishing runs, and we knew it was going to be a physical game for him to come back. You know, I'm not sure what the injury was, never was disclosed to me. He just kept saying something over his hands to make the bigger catch, you know, for the first down to keep the clock going. So that was big for us.
Was there a point in the fourth quarter where you worried it might be slipping away?
Sir?
Was there a point in the fourth quarter where you worried it might be slipping away from you?
No, not really. Because as long as I would have the football, I felt like we had a chance, and the time was against those guys, but we knew that, and a lot of plays were eliminated due to, you know, our philosophy at times was just to play keep away. You know, we don't have to, take shots downfield, nor do we have to, you know, come up with this guru of a play call, you know, when at the end of the day, the best thing we got going is time.
Thomas Davis said that some guys made fun of him when he was on Hans' team for the first time.
I did.
Yeah. Didn't
I? I did.
You did?
Yeah, I was always wondering why I'm not on Hans' team. I catch the ball every single shotgun snap. I think I put a case in, but I don't know. I think I'm trying to tell you, like, these hands are tailgate approved. Much appreciated. No gloves either. You know what I'm saying? No artificial, just straight organic hands. You know? You don't see that a lot of times in this day and age. But yet, I don't know. I've been trying to tell Coach Shula, man, just give me a chance. But yet, hopefully.
Do you feel bad you made fun of Thomas?
Sorry?
Do you feel bad that you made fun of Thomas, though?
Maybe I feel bad. Why should I feel bad for TD? TD is Charlotte's sweetheart.
And you feel like you were getting out of the fans what you were hoping to get out of them there at the end when you were out on your team was out on defense?
Absolutely. Now that's our edge. You know, we knew coming into the whole playoffs, the best thing that we got going for us is, you know, the fans in Bank of America Stadium. We've been a lot of different places, and at the end of the day, nothing compares to the support. Nothing compares to, you know, when you score, when your defense is out there and screaming, blaring fans are just giving us every single thing they got, screaming and chanting, and it pays off. When you see guys jumping off sides, false starts here and there, and communication issues by the opposing team, it's not because of the defensive play call. More times than not, it's because of our fan support and our fans you know, making an impact on the game.
You mentioned you wanted to play, you wanted to play takeaway or keep away in the second half. Mm-hmm. Was there a decidedly conservative game plan with the lead you guys had?
I'm not sure. I'm not the play caller. Don't want to be the play caller. My job is to execute whatever the play caller calls.
Can you talk about the victory lap cam that you guys took?
Yeah. That's something that was brought to my attention last year. In a franchise history, you know, we're notorious for, you know, keeping traditions going. And every, from what I know, every single time the playoff, the Panthers went in the playoffs at home, we do our job with thanking the fans. And, you know, it was just a little nugget to give those guys that, you know, their efforts didn't go unnoticed, and we're going to need them more than ever, you know, next week.
And your emotions after it was right before the kneel down where you were jumping around pretty good on the field, and what was going through your mind at that point?
Well, I felt pretty good. You know, by that time we won. Just was hoping that we didn't get anybody hurt, but good that we didn't. It was just happy. And to put in the work that we put in all year from OTAs to training camp, you know, from the start of the season to now this point, you know, it just means a lot. You know, you guys work extremely hard at what you do, putting up columns and writing stories on countless hours through the day. But, you know, for us, those the same efforts that go into coming in at 6:30, coming in at 7:30 a.m., you know, when nobody's on the street, and now going home when it's pitch black outside, practicing rain, shine, sleet, or snow, and telling the determination from this team, the vibe that you get is, you know, we're putting ourselves in a great position to do something that hasn't been done here before. And it's this family culture that we have from the coaches all the way down to, you know, from management to, you know, to the players. And to see it coming to fruition with winning big football games like today, it just means a lot.
Cam, Jericho Cotri said that this wasn't about making a statement. This is about playing Carolina ball.
Right.
How would you describe Carolina ball?
Winning. Yeah.
You guys have a chance to play in front of your home crowd again next week. What would your message to the fans be for next week's game? What do you expect?
Whatever you guys did today or last night, do it again times 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, have we ever hosted an NFC Championship? Okay, thank you. So, they said to do something that you've never done, or do something that's, to get something that you've never got, you got to do something that you've never done. And for us, we've never had that vibe in the streets of Charlotte, and I expect nothing less than what we saw today. You know, unbelievable atmosphere. You see a bunch of white towels, you know, flaring around. You know, guys playing with so much enthusiasm and passion. You know, that's the thing about playoff football. You know, I was describing to, you know, my family members yesterday while we were watching the New England or whoever was playing yesterday. Yeah, I think New England and the Chiefs. And we, they scrolled past the fans, and I was just telling them, like, you don't get that, you know, week two. You don't get that week four. Hell, you don't even get that week 16. You know, it's just something different when you're playing in a playoffs that brings a different type of aura to the game, and we understand that, and the moment's just not too big for the guys in this locker room.
In a similar vein, Cam, A, do you get nervous? B, how nervous were you as this game is winding down and Seattle's closing the gap?
I don't get nervous. I think we prepare too much to be nervous. In some way, shape, form, we played this game numerous times in our head, watched numerous counts of film, you know, kind of, you know, made this adjustment and that adjustment. When you put in the fire, you know, you already, you know, have, you know, what you need to endure it. You know, nothing else needs to be done, said. You know, no matter if we're up or we're down, you know, just believe in the plan and keep going.
Hey, Cam, you talk about Carolina football, and this year it seems like there's been such an added dimension with the explosiveness of the offense and the versatility of the offense, and then see you guys go up with 31 points in the first half.
Right.
Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit on how your confidence in the system and all the weapons that you have has kind of grown through this process?
You done? It was like an open end, I don't know. But, you know, from week one, you know, it's kind of like human nature to, you know, to gain confidence as you win. You know, when you see guys making plays, it's contagious, so to speak. For us, the thing that we got going, we've been winning so much that, you know, when a guy makes a great play, running the football, passing the ball, it's kind of like contagious energy that the next person may get. But just as much as it is contagious doing things good, it's just as contagious, if not more, when things go bad. You know, I think playoffs brings out more than any other time, you know, the impact of the big mo, and that's momentum. And we've had that, you know, since the clock started, you know, in this game, and you know, we didn't break. You know, so for us, defensively, offensively, and special teams, the three phases of football, for us, we just got to keep going, and we all get confidence by each other.
Cam, there was a lot of little dabbers, and they watched you guys and all your camaraderie. Any words to rile them up this week? Anything new?
To my little dabbers? Hi, first. You know. But I don't want to say anything that may offend anybody, you know. No pun intended.
Cam, Deshaun Watson was out there with you pregame. What's it been like to kind of have that relationship with him and share the successes that you both have had this season?
Oh, Deshaun's good. I spent a lot of time with him, and it's a relationship that doesn't necessarily, you know, need to be publicized, but yet, you know, he is who he is, I am who I am, and I've known him since, you know, at that age now that to see what he's getting, all the accolades that he's getting, all the hype, you know, he deserves it. You know, he's a person that's very intuitive of who he is and what he can possibly represent and what he does represent now. And when we talk, it's just, you know, talk for a lifetime. You know, I pick his brain on some things. He picks my brain on some things, and he's a smart young man that deserves every single thing and more that he's going to get.
Last question. The Arizona game and early thoughts on facing the Cardinals.
I did. Peeked at it last night. You know, it's going to be a great game. We understand that. We know that. We can't wait for nobody, no one, to make plays for us. That's what it's going to come down to. The team that's executing and makes the least amount of mistakes is going to be the team that wins.
Great. Thank you.